W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Mr. Horniman's Walrus, Legacies of a Remarkable Victorian Family, by Claire Patterson, narrated by Mark Elstob. Introduction. In pride of place in London's Horniman Museum sits a 2-metre-long, rotund and benign-looking walrus. Perched on a white fiberglass iceberg, he points his snout upwards, sniffing the air as he surveys the cornucopia of exotic creatures that surround him in elegant mahogany cases. Most of the birds and mammals here were, like the walrus, killed overseas, shipped back to Britain and mounted by taxidermists. This impressive specimen was first displayed at the Colonial and Indian Exhibition in Kensington in 1886. There he was inspected by Queen Victoria, who was probably seeing a walrus for the first time. After the exhibition closed in October 1886, Frederick Horniman purchased the weighty creature to add to his own growing collection. But this was no run-of-the-mill marine mammal. Walruses have big tusks, flippers, and long whiskers. They also sport impressively thick skin, often several centimetres deep and folded in loose, craggy layers. Not so this one, for his surface is strangely sleek and taut. After he was hunted in the Canadian Arctic and transported to London, his Victorian taxidermists were bemused. Like the Queen, they had never seen a living specimen and did not know that a walrus has deep wrinkles. As they draped it over its frame, their subject was stretched smooth, the skin dried taut, and the folds eliminated. The creature that has become the icon of the museum and a favourite of many visitors has been crease-free and adrift on his make-believe mount all my life. For as long as I can remember, I have been visiting the Free Museum endowed by Frederick Horniman in Forest Hill, South London. I was always curious about the tea merchants whose money created the museum, although I only ever encountered faint traces of them. Later, as I began to explore their lives, I started to realise that just as the taxidermy of the walrus ironed out the contours nature gave him, so too has much of the history of the Horniman family been smoothed and honed into perfect condition. As I delved deeper, I discovered that the truth was rougher, more complex and at times rather darker than I had suspected. As a child in the late 1960s, I watched the classic television series The Forsyte Saga, based on John Galsworthy's epic tale of the changing fortunes of a family dynasty through the Victorian and Edwardian years. This was a fitting introduction to the world of the Horniman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?